let me get back to the main thing I was saying. Then I used to argue with people that country good. When you greeted me, those my answer used to be life is good. I remember a friend of mine was driving me in his car one evening and said, our fathers have ruined this country. They spoiled it for we young people. He was just complaining. I was looking at this guy. He had the house that he was living in. Me, I was petting with a cousin of mine. He was driving me in his car. I only had my shoes. And he was in his house, small apartment, too, but he had television there, video. He has no nice rug, he had furniture. The only material possession I have was a Phillips pressing iron. I'm not lying to you, apart from my shirts and trousers. We did not include any suit, or shirts and trousers. And the guy was whining and complaining. Because he was a banker, I just finished NYS. And I still remember that night as we were driving around that Anthony Bridge. He was complaining so much, I stuck my head out of his car to get fresh air. As God is my witness, I lifted that head up to the skies and began to say, I remember the words. I said, thank you, Jesus. Life is so beautiful. Father, I give you thanks. You are so good. Thank you, Lord, because I appreciate you. Lord, I thank you. It was dark, so the guy didn't know I wasn't listening to him. We were driving at night. He came to pick me. Let's go for a stroll. You know, let's go and buy something. I was whining and complaining bitterly. But I stuck out my head and I was saying, Father, I thank you. Life is good. Father, I thank you because you are beautiful. That's why I don't argue now. Anything you like, say now. And I know that I'm seeing what you can't see. Are you getting my point? I now realize that I'm seeing what you can't see. If you don't have my faith, I can't fight you. So that's the two things I've realized. I'm seeing what you can't see. If you don't have my faith, I can't fight you. So I don't just bother. And no matter how hard I try, if God doesn't open your eyes, you can't see it. Then I thought it was a matter of, look at this, look at this. They couldn't see it. And what they were seeing, I also could not see it. Before you can enter into the kingdom, we'll discuss that on Saturday, you have to see. If you don't see, you don't enter. You are getting the point I'm making. Now, let me try and sit on what I'm saying. For my time, I've been checking my time. My time for teaching should have ended by now. So what am I explaining here is that what we are doing, that we are constantly saying something. Now, I read the scripture earlier. That about, that's Isaiah chapter 62. Now, remember something from verses 1 to 5. He described what God wanted to do. At the end of the day, he now said, now, this is what I want to do, but there are watchmen. And what's their job? Remind the Lord. When you use the word remind, it's because apparently it appears like God has forgotten. Reverend Chris Okotie calls that anthropopathism. That is, you use the character of people to describe God, all right? So that's why we use the word, remind, as if he forgets. He actually doesn't forget. There are processes that are in place. You hear the Bible says that then God remembered Jacob. You say, was he sleeping before? No, what happens is that there was a fullness of time. The fullness of time for the manifestation of God is decided by many things. One of them I'm emphasizing now is the prayer of the saints. It's being measured. It's being measured. It's being measured. Listen, let me just say this to you. Most of the church going we do in Nigeria of today on Sundays don't change the nation. Because there's nothing to, when we finish the service, God has nothing to add to that crucible. Nothing. All he witnesses is the fact that we felt very good and we whined in prayer. We didn't pray. We came to complain. God, you don't sleep, she? All right. We are speaking in tongues, though. All I are doing is complaining. Waiting. Now, only me. Not saying that somebody is punished. Waiting, I do self. And you are, this is prayer. Just whining and complaining. At the end of the service, nothing added. How many were we in the church? 500. How many were we? 1,000. How many were we? We say our church is the biggest. We are 3,000. We keep on saying all kinds of things. At the end of the God looks. He asks the angel, how the measure of revelation, as a spiritual measure towards their deliverance coming up. Said today, Lord, nothing added. And that's what I want to change, so that every day we're adding something. You wake up in the morning, you speak a word. And you don't alter under any pressure, under any circumstance, you don't change the tone of your voice. Even when you are not actively praying. Now, simple things like you see a good thing. Maybe you're watching a movie and I say, look at how Europe is. Why can't our country be like this? These are our leaders. Once they start like that, tell them simply that, don't worry.
it will happen. That simple don't worry, it will happen, is added.
Especially when you are saying don't worry, it will happen, because of your faith, it is added. It sometimes it has more measure than a whole night's prayer of whining and complaining and cursing the leaders of before. God, kill them, kill their children. Why did they do like this? If I start, you are one of them. Yeah, because God doesn't judge us the acts. He looks at the attitude of the heart, you know? These are the things. Please, I hope you are getting what I'm explaining. See, so it's when the thing is full. Then suddenly, the Bible says that when the clouds are full, that if you read that Ecclesiastes 11, all right, they pour forth rain upon the air. The rain starts suddenly. But then, that's because we were not looking. Those who were looking, who had the ability to look, will have noticed that the moisture is increasing, the cloud is gathering. So the forecaster can tell you that there will be rain in this part of the country tomorrow because he has looked. But for those of us who didn't look closely, we just see the thing come suddenly. That's what I mean when I say that a country like Nigeria, the story will be when the Lord turned again the captivity of Zion. And let me tell you something, don't let anything happening discourage you. Rocky and Bishop were in my house yesterday and were discussing these things again. I said, look, when we speak, when people say that this is Southern agenda, Eastern agenda, Northern agenda, I said, I'm talking from a level higher than where men make their agendas. I was listening to Miles Murray again today. He said that many are the plans in the heart of a man, but only the purpose of God will stand. So concerning this nation, only the purpose of God will stand. Listen, northern, southern, eastern, central, south, southern, whatever agenda it is, it can only work for the fullness of the release of God's purpose. The Bible says that if they had known, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. That when Satan was killing Jesus Christ, he was fulfilling the purpose of God. Now, I'm giving these words to us so that these are the words we use in prayer. When people say something to you, can you see? You see, Vanguard prophesied it. And this is where I say at the end of the day, what they said happened, it is so as to fulfill the purpose of God. Amen. And like I said, even if that was not their purpose at the beginning, once you and I utter such words, God pours those things on his altar. Listen, power is released on the air. Some angels, will sniff some incense like this and start killing people. According to Apostle Gwenga, there are angels that smoke. And I'm adding my own to it today. Some of them smoke incense. And the incense is the prayer that you and I prayed. So God said, yeah, Michael, come, smoke this one. He will have wrapped it for Michael. Michael will collect the thing. Enter Nigeria, all oppressor, you are dead. I mean, if you are an oppressor, you are in trouble. Once you are scattering the country, he starts killing. He said, you smoke? He said, yes. What did you smoke? I smoked the prayer of the saints. You get what I'm saying? Are you getting what I'm saying? So please, let's be cooking the igbo that the angel will use regularly. You get what I'm saying? We have to continue doing it in prayer. Are you getting what I'm saying? All right, the Lord is good. I said the Lord is good. Now, let me just add this one to you as I leave. I said it, I just want to emphasize it. Listen, God looks at those things and he uses them to bless you. I'm preaching something in this series now, how Christians get results, about this priestly corner of life. We think that, you know, we keep on teaching principles. All right, you sow towards it, towards your business. You prophesy about your business. Those things are good, all right? In fact, the prophecy part of it is even spiritual, all right? But some of these, you be diligent, you do this, you be smart, they are good. But I said these are normal, common laws, all right? But these are, they say, an operation of the law of the spirit of life. There's one message I have, Pastor Paul, you preach. It's very technically, you know, woven message. Difficult to decode if you're not very careful, if you don't pray before you put on the tape. All right? But you know, there's some messages that you want to go and ask the man of God. Preach that message again. I'm sure you can't. Have you seen that? Okay, I've seen it before. You want to go and preach, meet the pastor. I dare you to preach that message again. You know it. That what I mean is that you are so sure he's not the one. So tell him, remember, even he won't be able to remember. I suspect one of those messages. It talked about the law. You were talking about, I titled the tape. I used to retitle my messages. So on my own, I called it intercession. All right? Now, he was describing the law of mercy. All right? Now, there's something he said there. I can't explain it now, but let me just use my own words. The other thing I wanted to say. There are things that you do as you show mercy, okay? You activate blessings for yourself in other areas, and you are not planning for that. What am I saying?
The principle of intercession, he was saying, all right, let me add many things together. The principle of intercession, he said, activates mercy in your life. I'm saying that it's one of the operations of the law of the spirit of life, which is available only in Christ Jesus. It's a common law that if I'm diligent, I will make money. It's a common law that the hand that is diligent, all right, increases. These are common laws. But there are some operations beyond that level in which I consistently pray for the judiciary in my country. All right? And that makes me the wealthiest doctor in the country has ever seen. And nobody ties the two because I'm not even a lawyer. Are you getting my point? That I look at an issue in the country and I consistently, maybe the Church of God, let's only the country, the Church of God, I consistently pray for something. Maybe every time I see something wrong in the body of Christ, it moves me and I pray. When I see it going on the good side, I give thanks all the time, all right? I'm always saying, oh, Father, I thank you that this is happening. This is our churches. Oh, Father, I thank you because this is happening on television. And every time I'm releasing spiritual energy towards that positive effect, at the end of the day, God makes me a manufacturer of jute bags. I don't know why I thought about jute bags, but I just am making jute bags. From my jute bag making, I'm personally a very wealthy man, but more importantly, I've employed thousands, both in manufacturing and distribution and advertising and everything. And the thing is booming. Nobody will ever tie it, even me may not remember, to tie it to my prayer for the Church of God. That's what I mean by prayer with reward. All this one that we have been doing is seeking after what Gentiles are seeking after. Today, all you are going to pray against is all the enemies that are against you. They will scatter today. After today, they will not come back again. Prayer! And by God, say, they have come again. Meanwhile, nobody's chasing them. That's the annoying part, self. You know, if somebody was chasing you, we can understand. You know, there are people that invite the devil to chase them. When devil leaves you alone, say, what will I pray about now? So devil say, you flash me. After church, devil comes, but you may flash me for pulpit. May I come? What do you mean? Because when they gave me microphone, all you were saying that Satan came, and my enemies came. So devil said, like, all of you are witnesses, so I didn't go near his house. Now the guy, they flash. So after you come, jam your car, break your glass, break everything. He's like, what happened? Say, now you, they flash. When would they church now? We don't leave you alone, Tete. Since you like our company. You know what I mean? I mean, if we leave you alone, you have nothing to prophesy about. So, to testify about. So let's come and gather around. We'll leave you on Saturday night, we'll come out so that you will see story to tell on Sunday. After that, we'll come back. You are looking for us. Believe me, a lot of us, that's what we do. The Lord is good. I said the Lord is good. Now, if you believe the Lord is good, give me a loud amen there. Amen. All right, like I said, two things we are going to do. This is the first one we'll do. Let's take about another 15, 20 minutes. I'd like us to take two prayers. Number one is for yourself, and then number two is for the nation, our community, our state. Can we just rise to our feet, therefore? Let me just open a scripture or two. Anyway, two things we are going to do. Number one, like I said, we'll pray. Today, I just feel like let's pray for divine protection. All right? All right, we'll pray, number one, for ourselves. And the way we do the one for ourselves, we have already established that before. It's not by making requests now, but because we have believed what God has said, therefore we'll declare what he has said concerning our lives. Let me just quickly start from the book of Psalm 91. I'll use that one. You can open your Bibles to Psalm 91 and then to Psalm 23 on the side. I'll lay some emphasis here and there, all right? Don't forget, the principle behind what we are saying is this. Because the Lord has said, therefore we boldly say. Now, that's the principle from Hebrews chapter 13. Because he has said, I will never leave you nor forsake you, therefore we boldly say, the Lord is my helper. What can anyone do to me? Are you following my point? So that's why we pick these things from the scriptures. What is it that God has said about us? They will take those things and use them in prayer. I just like us to start. What I'll do, of course, I'll just lead the prayer. What to do? Just repeat what I'm saying. Repeat them word for word. I'll just start from somewhere. Just say, even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I fear no evil because the Lord is with me.
He said, I'm not afraid of the arrow that flies by day. I want to say like you believe it and you are... Now, listen, I would like you to close your eyes. Or if you want to open your eyes and focus somewhere. But do like you're drinking medicine. Are you getting what I'm saying? You are taking your shot. You're taking something to boost your immunity. Are you getting my point? Like you're drinking in the spirit to strengthen your innermost being. You follow what I'm going to explain there? So let's go over it again. Say, do I walk through the valley of the shadow of death? I fear no evil because the Lord is with me. Say, his rod and his staff, they comfort me. I am not afraid of the arrow that flies by day. I am not afraid of stray bullets because my life is not an accident. I was born on purpose. I will live and not die. The angel of the Lord encamps around me and delivers me. As the mountain surrounds Jerusalem, so I am surrounded by the hosts of heaven. Said, more are they who are on my side than those who are against me. My life is not an accident. My life is hid with Christ in God. The angels of God are watching over me. They will not let me injure my feet. I am protected from all evil. Say specifically, I am protected from car accidents. I will not die in an accident. I will not fall from a bike. I will not injure my head. Because the Lord is protecting me. No armed robber can kill me. Every bullet fired against me returns to the person who fires it. Listen, I'm not talking about those joking witches firing anything against you. I'm talking about physical bullets. Say, my life is precious. Say, my body is the temple of the Holy Spirit. Therefore, my bone will not be broken. Say, I am protected by the Almighty. I'm not afraid of the terror that flies by day. Say, Jesus is my Lord. His shadow is over me. His protection is over me. Say, the Lord is my light and my salvation. I will not be afraid of anything. Say, even though I drive through the most dangerous of roads, I will fear no evil because the Lord is with me. Even though I run across the road and I forget to look, no car will knock me down because the Lord is with me. Say, the house I am living in will not catch fire and kill me. Even my children are protected. Let me quickly tell you something before we continue. So when you are praying, see, there's one principle I learned long ago. Even when I'm praying, I use it, and the Lord knows what I'm saying. I'll say, alas, it was borrowed. He said, what do I mean? Once, Elisha's men were digging. They were breaking wood, cutting wood. And then the axe head fell into the waters. And the son of the prophet shouted, said, my master, alas, it was borrowed. What was he saying in effect? It is not my own, but it's currently under my care. Therefore, whatever blessing is with me has to be upon it, though it's not my property. Are you getting my point? And the man cut the wood, according to John G. Lake, magnetized the wood with the power of God in his hands and threw it on the water. And the magnetic power in the wood pulled the iron from below and the iron did swim. What am I saying? So since then, when I learned it, when I want to pray about something, like now, assuming that my car is blessed and protected, all right? But it's not the car, it is me. So if I took your car to drive, I just carry that blessing and place upon your car meanwhile. So when I'm driving, I say, alas, it was borrowed. So that is why those living in your house, alas, they are borrowed. I hope you're getting my point. Therefore, they are protected. Look, anyone who does you a favor is blessed. If a man does you a favor, he's a blessed man. Because what he's doing is that he's tapping into God's blessing, God's anointing. If he does it not knowing, he's still blessed. How much more when he now does it knowing that this is a child of God, let me bless him. I like what somebody said once. He said, one day he was on a plane and the pilot was giving some funny announcements. He just looked and said, that's Billy Graham sitting down there. He just relaxed, said nothing will happen. I'm a sinner, but that's Billy Graham. So this plane, nothing will happen. One day I gave a testimony in church. What was the testimony? I traveled for a long time. That was many years ago before I came to Famish. It was during my youth service or house job. So we took a long trip. So that was the testimony I gave after I got back to church. Went from Enugu, not from Adoekiti to Benin, went to Onitsha, Onitsha to Owerri, to Umuahia, and then you know, just walk around. When we're going to go on the trip, my friend and I told him that, look, I beg, I can't go on this trip. I don't have money right now. He begged me. He said, please, I should just please come. Okay, that he will pay the transportation. I said, okay, fine. So from where we took off together, he paid, we got back to where we started from and then dispersed. On our way back, he said, do you know why I wanted you to come? He said, you were my insurance for this journey. That was my testimony. When I got back to church, I said, I went on the trip because the man who funded it said that you were the insurance. So that's why you had to come. That's what I mean when I say the person who does you a favor is a blessed man. There are people that you shouldn't let them pack out of your house if you're a landlord. Say, so you are going. Why now? Why are you going? Okay, let me reduce the rent. When Jacob wanted to leave, Laban said, where is he going? Let's negotiate. Okay. All right. How much? He said, I have divined. You know the meaning of the word divined? It's not perceived. I have divined. During prayers and meditations and, you know, machinations, spiritual, you know, arrangements, somebody said to me, one of the seers said, the reason why you have prospered these last 20 years is because of that boy. Are you getting what I'm saying? That is why when you say anyone I touch surely must be blessed, that is not a joke. It's not just a song. That's why I tell you that when you get back home after Bible classes, say to your house, peace be upon this house. So see yourself like that. You enter your boss, say, these are blessed and lucky people. Are lucky. I'm your boss today. When the storm starts, speak against the storm. Are you getting my point? I mean, I know God can sink the boat and deliver you, but why should he sink the boat? Are you Jonah? I mean, why should he sink the boat? Don't just worry. I mean, Jesus will be on the boat. I say, alas, my master, carry not thou that we perishest, and what, you know, I'm adding my own S to it anyway. But the point is that he will rise up, speak a word, and everybody is okay. Nobody died because Paul was on a boat. You are getting what I'm not explaining? That's what I mean when I say the alas, it was borrowed principle. So that's what I mean. You declare it also. So let's continue our prayer. So when I travel, my co-passengers are safe. Because I'm a blessed man. See, all the terrors that go around during the day, none of them will come near me. Because I'm redeemed by the blood of Jesus Christ. Say, my life is precious in the sight of God. I am a child of God. Therefore, I am protected. Say, the devil can't do me anything. Now, without understanding, say this. Though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I fear no evil. For the Lord is with me. Listen, they can talk about swine flu, this flu, that flu. Say it again. Though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I fear no evil. For the Lord is with me. They can tell you about something that's causing cancer here. One chemical fell down here. Smoke is causing this. That's their problem. Though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I fear no evil. For the Lord is with me. Say, his rod and his staff, they comfort me. And like they said, the Lord has prepared a table before me in the presence of all those who don't like me. And he has anointed my head with oil. You know what that means? It means I am capable. Say that. I am capable. I have ability. I can fulfill the purpose of God for my life. Concerning David, it was said, and listen, that it was after he had fulfilled the purpose of God in his generation that he died. Therefore declare, say, I will not die,
I will not die,
but I will live,
but I will live
until I will have fulfilled the purpose of God for my life,
in my generation.
Until I will have blessed the whole earth for them to know that Jesus is Lord. Tap your chest, say, I am a man or I'm a woman of God.
I am anointed.
I am anointed.
I am empowered.
I am protected.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Say, Jesus died
that I might live.
My life is hid
with Christ in God.
My life is hid
with Christ in God.
My life is hid
with Christ in God.
Say, my life is precious.
My life is not an accident.
Therefore, I cannot die by accident.
I was born on purpose.
My death will be the end of the fulfillment of purpose.
Said, with long life will God satisfy me
and show me his deliverance,
and show me his salvation,
and manifest his prosperity in my life.
Say, I am not afraid of kidnappers,
because they can't touch me,
and they can't touch the one that is mine,
because I am guarded by the angels of God.
Now declare, say, legions of angels
protect me
according to the word of God.
Destroy everyone who will attack me,
because I am precious in the sight of God.
You know, Jesus said something that if I wanted to ask for a legion of angels, are you getting my point? Would not have asked. That's why we are declaring. Say, legions of angels,
you are my bodyguards.
Therefore, I am protected.
In the name of Jesus Christ,
I am not afraid.
I am not afraid.
I am not afraid.
Fear is not my portion.
Say, devil, I have overcome.
Jesus overcame for me.
And by faith, I have tapped into his victory.
I am an overcomer.
I am an overcomer.
I have overcome sickness.
I have overcome poverty.
I have overcome premature death.
I have overcome road traffic accidents.
I walk in the will of God.
My life is precious before my God.
Just give the Lord and say, Father, I thank you. Just give him thanks in your own words. Use your own language. Say anything you like. Pray in other tongues. Do whatever you want to do.
I'd like us to pray this prayer of consecration. It's inside our small manual. Let us pray that before we pray for our nation, and then we're out of here. Say, I consecrate and declare as follows.
I consecrate and declare as follows.
I do not sit with deceitful men,
nor will I go with pretenders.
What we are doing there, we are dedicating that we will follow the word of God all our lives. Amen.
He said, I hate the assembly of evildoers,
and I will not sit with the wicked.
I shall wash my hands in innocence,
and I will not sit with evildoers.
He said, Lord, I shall lay my life before you at all times,
and constantly confess my shortcomings to you.
Say, I shall see your power in my life,
that I may proclaim with the voice of thanksgiving,
and declare all thy wonders.
Say it again. Say, the Lord is my light and my salvation.
The Lord is my light and my deliverer.
My security.
Whom shall I fear?
Nobody.
The Lord is the defense of my life.
There is nobody I shall be afraid of.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Say, though wars arise against me,
wars of poverty,
wars of sickness,
wars of death.
In spite of them, I will always be confident.
Because the Lord is on my side.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
So the Lord will constantly conceal me there when troubles come.
Then in sanctuary.
He will hide me in his sanctuary. He will place me out of reach on a high rock. See, I will hold my head high above all my enemies who surround me. I will never give up. I will always have hope, knowing that the Lord is on my side. Knowing that the Lord is on my side. I declare of the Lord. He alone is my refuge. He alone is my safety. He is my God. And I trust him at all times. In the name of Jesus Christ. Let's just give the Lord thanks once again. Say, Father, we thank you. In the name of Jesus. Now, let's just do another thing. Let's declare concerning our nation, concerning our state. You know, the other day they told me that, you know, somebody was kidnapped again. You know, those kind of things. Like I said, we will not lose hope. There were 50 people that would have been kidnapped if we did not pray. You know, I feel sorry for those who just get me angry. You know, but those who get me angry. I was talking with one man the other day, a senior Christian, that he heard he kidnapped a 7-month-old child. So he was so vexed, he prayed and killed the people in prayer. What kind of nonsense is this? So next time he heard that some people wanted to kidnap somebody somewhere, and then they shot them and killed them. And in his heart, he knew those were the people. So next time you vex me like that, you will die again. Are you getting what I'm saying? Believe me, God is answering your prayer, and God is answering my prayer. Now let's ask the Lord. Let's just put our hands together. Just put one hand up. Say, Lord, we ask concerning Enugu State. Fill us with security. Protect the inhabitants of this city. Lord, don't let violence progress in this city. Lord, we ask you to end violence in this state. Those who make their money through violence, end them in the name of Jesus Christ. Those who prosper by violence, frustrate them in the name of Jesus Christ. Say, according to your word, O God, return their arrows to their own hearts. Because you have said, when the wicked drew his bow to fire his arrow against the righteous, that their arrow will enter his own heart. Say, let those who set traps fall into their own traps in the name of Jesus Christ. Say, let the armed robber shoot his neighbor in the name of Jesus. When I say neighbor, I don't mean innocent neighbor. I mean his partner in crime. The two people that went out together. You hold this gun, I hold this gun. We will shoot ourselves. Do you understand what I'm saying? And say, let it be their portion in the name of Jesus Christ. Let the kidnapper kidnap his own son in the name of Jesus Christ. I don't know how God will do it. It sounds stupid, but just watch it. You will hear stories. Are you getting my point? Let them end, Father God, if they will not repent of their ways, let them end with destruction and quickly too in the name of Jesus Christ. No, say it simply. If you can't repeat the way I said it, you hear what I said. No, I like to give people a chance for repentance. Say, Lord, please, you can draw the gun, but call the guy first. Boy, repent. If he says no, fire. Do you understand what I'm saying? It's a very simple way to pray. It's not difficult. You say, God, have mercy. Before the man kills another person. All right? Have mercy if he will stop. If he will not stop, then have mercy on his victim. Do you get my point? Have mercy on me. Have mercy on my friend. Have mercy on the innocent people. You have to prioritize the mercy. Do you get what I'm saying? I'm not a wicked soul, but I just prioritize my mercy. I don't like to kill people. If you raise a gun against my wife or my son, I will shoot you first. Then I will confess my sin of killing you after. I won't even call it sin. I say, Lord, it's called self-defense. You know? He said, Lord, I had to make a choice. He dies or my wife dies. Which one do you do? Who do you think I love more? Why am I pretending? What I'm trying to say is that we prioritize mercy. Mercy is first on the righteous. The Bible makes it clear, God is abounding in mercy towards those that fear him. That's my prayer. I'm not being wicked. That's not the idea. But we have to prioritize mercy. That's all I'm saying. So let's pray our prayer again. Say, Lord, cause them to repent. And for the one... let me just explain that. Use your word. Say, Lord, cause them to repent. And for those who are hardened in heart, expel them from our midst. Whatever you have to do, Lord, do, but grant us security in this state. Grant us security in this city. Now, I want you to pray for your father, pray for your mother, each one of you, pray for your cousins, all your relatives. I've said before, people are protected because of those that they know. You approach the throne of God with mercy. That is, God has mercy upon you. And you take some of that mercy and you give to those who you love. You give to your wife, your children. You know, the Bible even says that if a woman marries an unbelieving husband, that because of her, the children are sanctified. Say, Lord, protect my father where he is. Whether there's police surrounding him or not, protect him. The Bible says that safety is of the Lord. Protect my brother where he is. Protect my cousin where he is. Protect my friend where he is. They say they are kidnapping doctors in this place. Lord, all my friends who practice in that city, I ask for all of them, let me not hear one day that one of them is missing and is in the hands of kidnappers. Rather, destroy those who we kidnap in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, whatever you have to do, grant us peace in this land. Grant us peace in this city. Let's declare concerning Nigeria. Say, peace shall be in this nation, and prosperity within its walls. In the name of Jesus Christ. Say, Nigeria, experience peace. Experience prosperity. Experience stability. Experience justice. Experience law and order. In the name of Jesus Christ. Say, we speak against anarchy. We speak against lawlessness. In this nation. In the name of Jesus Christ. We declare that righteousness will prevail. That peace and justice will go together. That fruitfulness will be our portion. In the name of Jesus Christ. That in the name of Jesus Christ, Nigeria shall be known for being a productive nation. Now, I want to declare that the day shall come shortly, that our reputation will not be that of being fraudsters. In the name of Jesus Christ. Say this. Say, once again, Nobel Prizes shall be awarded to people of this country. Say, great prizes, international recognition for honesty and truth will be given to Nigerian nationals. International recognition for truth, for productivity, for all good things will be given to Nigerians in the name of Jesus Christ. Say, Father, we thank you for making us great as a nation. Say, Father, I thank you for making me great as a person. For pouring the oil of your anointing upon me. For making me reflect the glory of God for the earth to see. In Jesus' name. All right, the Lord is good. If you have been blessed today, shout aloud, amen.